You are listening to a Shotgun Report podcast.
This is Roland Leong, managing editor of Shotgun Report, and we have our resident technoid, Bruce Buck. Bruce, in America, more is usually better or considered better. In shotgunning, is more better when we talk about 1 ounce shells versus 1 1/8 ounce shells, or shells that go at 1,100 feet per second versus shells that go at 1,250 feet per second? Or is a cylinder choke less effective than a modified choke? What do you think about all those things?
Well, my theory has always been too much is not enough. But the problem is my body rebels at that. What happens when you start to change the speed of the shell? The typical thing when we're talking about recoil, what you do to the shell, whether you change the speed or change the payload, has much more effect on the amount of recoil than the weight of the gun does. And I just want to get this out of the way before we go back to shells. If you increase the weight of the gun 10%, you're going to decrease recoil about roughly 10% or so. So it's 1-to-1. When you change the amount of shot or the speed of the shot load, if you change that 10%, you're going to be changing recoil more than twice, more than 20%. So when it comes down to recoil, changes you make in your shell have more effect on recoil than the weight of the gun. So we just remember that. Now, it would seem to me that if I had one shot on one target for $1 million, I would put everything in my shotgun that I could get in there for that one shot.
That would be the maximum payload
everything. Because I don't care about recoil.
Right.
For one shot for $1 million. However, in the real world, you know, it's 100 shots for a tin cup or something like that, and recoil does matter. If you shoot a gas gun, recoil is less important, but I think that it's important to look at the pattern that you're trying to get. And the problem is most of us don't pattern our shells. But I will guarantee you this, that if you go from a 1 ounce shell up to 1 1/8 ounce, you're gaining about 12.5% in pellets. That should give you a 12.5% more, a denser pattern, or a certain amount more range, you know, the same pattern, but at a longer range. But more pellets in the shell also mean more setback in the shell. And what setback is that's when you light off the shell, the weight of the pellets in front of the shot column squash the pellets in the back of the shot column. And squashed pellets don't fly as true as round pellets do. So the longer the shot column, i.e. going from 1 ounce up to a longer length of 1 1/8 ounce, puts more pressure in the rear pellets. So that's something you also have to consider. Velocity is another thing. The faster the pellets go, the more energy they have on the target, whether it's a bird or a clay target. But by the same token, the faster the pellets go, the more pellets get deformed in the shot column in initial setback. And so the wider the patterns are, the faster the pellets go, the wider the patterns, everything else being equal. And recoil goes up as I said, it's a 2-to-1 deal in recoil when you change the speed. So changing the amount of shot, really does. It affects pattern and it affects recoil.
The whole issue is that most of this is pure speculation, as you said, because unless an individual actually goes and patterns their shells and their chokes. This all comes down to speculation. We can think and guess, but you know, unless we actually test our loads, we really won't know.
Absolutely.
I think the general consensus is, if you're shooting a fixed breech gun, that over the long haul, that less recoil is better, because that basically your performance is better. You're less likely to fatigue over the long haul, and essentially you'll shoot better. Unless, of course, you're shooting a gas-operated semi-auto, which attenuates the recoil. And then if that's the case, then if you can shoot the you try and shoot the heaviest payload you can. And in many cases, that's the, you know, the ounce and an eighth load. And if you can tolerate that with the gas-operated semi-auto, more power to you.
What do you think about high-speed loads?
As you said, there's really no advantage to them. My conjecture is that you're probably better off increasing the amount of pellets you're throwing out there rather than increasing the speed of your pellets.
Yeah, that would be, that's my approach, but I have a lot of friends who don't agree with that. They think that the increase in pellet energy means that instead of needing three birds to break a, you know, three pellets to break a bird, you can get by with, you know, two pellets because you get more energy per pellet. I don't think the numbers really bear that out as much. You lose tremendous amount of velocity as soon as the shot pellets leave the muzzle, and if pellets are leaving the muzzle at a difference of 100 feet per second between a fast load and a slow load, the difference is not 100 feet per second when they reach the target. It's more like 40 feet per second. And I think a lot of people forget that when they go for the fastest shells possible.
I think the alternative, if one believes that they need more energy on the target to break the target, would be to go to a slightly larger pellet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, because I think the heavier pellet, the larger pellet, will carry more energy onto the target. And that's, I think that would be a more effective way of carrying the energy to the target than with velocity. But that's just my opinion. It's not based on any type of fact.
Sure. Well, I mean, and you know, bigger the pellet, though, then you start to lose pellet count.
Yes.
I mean, it's all a, you know, it's all a shifting thing, and you really do have to. I mean, you know, you and I have both said you have to do your pattern work to find out, you know, really what you've got. And the average guy never patterns his shotgun, and he may be better for it. It may be better to have faith in things, you know.
Blind faith, yes.
Yes. But I think I know that some people will say, well, look, I want to shoot a fixed breech gun because I happen to shoot that gun better. I prefer it. Because you look at sporting clays, for example, and from what I see, and that's just in one area of the country, you know, you can't be all over the place, but if I had to guess, I would say about a third of the good guys shoot semi-autos, and about two-thirds of the good guys shoot some form of over and under. You know, and if somebody says it's a quarter, three quarters, something, I wouldn't argue with that. But if the people who do like the over and unders, if, I mean, there are things you can do to reduce recoil in an over and under too. You know, you can put on trick stocks, gray coil, you know, collapsing butt plates or soft touch, you know, where the whole stock moves. I don't think, back boring the barrel or lengthening forcing cones or putting ports in does much for recoil. But you can do a lot of trick stuff in the stock to make up for the recoil and enable you to use a heavier load than you would be normally doing. But the gas gun's the easiest way to do it.
Yep.
You are listening to a Shotgun Report podcast.